The call to prayer in Mecca welcomes you to the reading room at the British Museum. Here you embark on a journey through the history of the Hajj. Tufik Kasimi has undertaken the pilgrimage four times.
There's no place on earth where you can feel it, but when you go there and you just stand up in front of Kaaba and then you see and you start automatically crying. When I went there the first time, my legs couldn't hold me. I was shaking all over. And I asked thousands of people, they had exactly the same experience.
I'm Venetia Porter, I'm the curator for the Hajj exhibition. One of the biggest challenges of it is how do you put into exhibition form something which is a spiritual journey? So we tried very hard, not only through the objects, which are both glorious manuscripts and wonderful textiles, but also personal things like diaries and, you know, modern photographs and old photographs.
This piece really struck me.
Well, it's called the Mahmal, and this is a tented structure. It's made of silk, covered in embroidery, and it's made over a wooden frame, and it's empty. This would have been carried on the journey to Mecca, and it represented the authority of the ruling sultan.
Muslims have undertaken this journey since the 7th century AD. Every Muslim must complete Hajj at least once in their lifetime, if they are able.
The story of UK pilgrims is very, very important. 25,000 on average go every year. You'll hear the voices of some UK pilgrims. It kind of blows you away that even though the Hajj has changed so much in terms of the logistics, it's still exactly the same.